Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect for those enjoying a late night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF warned Hezbollah fire may widen as Israel confirmed scaling back strikes amid talks, with Trump urging Netanyahu to show restraint. This comes from Ynet earlier this hour. Also, Israel will begin direct negotiations with Lebanon to establish peace and dismantle Hezbollah, a move that strengthens Israel's position in the region. This was reported by Maariv 2 hours ago. Also this hour, Netanyahu confirms a push for direct negotiations with Lebanon. U.S. President Trump urged the Israeli PM to scale back Lebanon strikes amid Iran talks, according to I-24 News, 4 hours ago. Separately, Netanyahu initiates direct negotiations with Lebanon on disarming Hezbollah and establishing peace. The negotiations will focus on disarming Hezbollah and establishing peaceful relations between Israel and Lebanon, the prime minister said. This was reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. And finally, Netanyahu announces negotiations with Lebanon after U.S. pressure. Witkoff asked Netanyahu to calm down the strikes in Lebanon and open negotiations. This is from Axios 4 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ms. Gavinson wrote just minutes ago that Iran's regime believes time is working against Trump more than against itself, preferring to continue the conflict. Fredman A. posted recently about a new initiative, Israel in 10, Misgav Daily Brief, highlighting key stories daily. Eli Afriat reported a short time ago that Iranian TV announced attacks aimed at American bases in the Gulf states, with a statement expected soon from the Revolutionary Guards. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's warning. The military cautioned that Hezbollah might extend its range of fire. This warning comes as Israel scales back its attacks on Lebanon, a decision influenced by diplomatic discussions. Ynet reports that this move comes amidst growing international pressure for restraint. The potential expansion of conflict could affect civilians on both sides of the border. Turning to the negotiations with Lebanon, Israel is set to begin direct talks aimed at peace and the dismantling of Hezbollah. Maariv highlights the strategic importance of these talks for Israel's regional standing. The challenge remains substantial, with complex issues at stake. Success could lead to a significant shift in Middle Eastern geopolitics. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's initiative for negotiations, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, focuses on disarmament and peace. The drive for dialogue follows strong encouragement from the United States. The outcome could redefine the relationship between Israel and Lebanon, creating a new path for coexistence and stability. On the economic front, first, Lenovo completes its acquisition of Israeli enterprise storage company Infinidat. The deal, estimated at over $500 million, integrates the company into Lenovo's infrastructure division. This news comes from CTEK earlier this hour. Separately, massive protests in Ireland over rising fuel prices have prompted army intervention. The situation is linked to the ongoing conflict in Iran, affecting global oil markets. This was reported by Maariv 7 hours ago. And finally, Boaz Levy is set to become the chair of Israel Aerospace Industries. The current CEO will lead the search for a new chief executive following consensus among government ministers. Globes reported this development from earlier this week. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.